In the small town I grew up in outside of Springfield, Illinois, it was much like Lake Wobegon in a Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor's Prairie Home Companion. I don't know if you're familiar with the radio show that's on Saturday nights. But it had the same cast of characters, the same people lived in town. We had a Lutheran church, and we had a Catholic church. And we got together in the 4-H club that they had in town. This is a very agricultural society, so I don't know if you're familiar with 4-H clubs. So what we learned there was livestock and crops, trades that you'd need to know on the farm, like carpentry, electricity. And we learned a lot about, you know, how to behave in life. I learned public speaking in 4-H. One of the things that we learned from the Lutherans is that we both were confirmed at the same time, which is much younger than this area. We were confirmed right around the fifth grade. And we found out that we both needed to be, we're going to be quizzed by the bishop on how well that we understood the space, the faith. And Garrison Keillor noted in A Prairie Home Companion, and looking back at it, I know too, that it was amazing how we as fifth graders could just prattle off pat answers to mysteries that have puzzled theologians for centuries. The greatest of those mysteries is the Holy Trinity. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church states of the Trinity, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is a central mystery of Christian faith and life. It is a mystery of God in Himself. It is therefore the source of all the other mysteries of faith, the light that enlightens them. It is the most fundamental and essential teaching in the hierarchy of the truths of the faith. The more we ponder the mystery of the Trinity, the stronger our love of God and the love of man can become. In the Trinity, there's one God, one in being, one in substance, one divine will. And we recite most of this in the Creed. There's three persons in one God, and we know them from the relations in persons. The Son is eternally begotten of the Father. This isn't once done. This is forever. This is continuously. There's a relation of the Father to the Son. That there never was a God without wisdom, like was in the Old Testament reading today, or the Word, if we were to read the prologue of John's Gospel. There always was a Trinity. Through Him, through Christ, through the Holy Spirit, all things were made. Christ also has a human nature, which was talked about in the Gospel, how the divine nature and human nature were united in Him. The human nature was born of Mary, the Son of Man. Christ had a human will. We saw Him suffering in the garden, a human soul, a human body. He died, He resurrected. He's at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. Again, you know, in the Creed, and as we were listening to the Gospel today. Now, you might think this is all pretty complicated, but when you stand back and think about it, it's humans that are pretty complex. There's only one God, but you could see that there's many of us. We have a body and soul. God is not touched by corporeal or limited by corporeal things. And we all are good and unfortunately evil. There's evil that surrounds us and evil that's in us in the actions we do. But God is simple. God is all good. The religions of the world, you could look at them and you could say, boy, they seek three things. They seek an absolute, infinite creator in God. And a good place to look at that is with our Islamic brothers. They worship an absolute God, and it's a beautiful worship. But we also yearn for an approachable God that's like us. And if we look at the mythology of the ancient Greeks, we see that they had an approachable gods, but it's something that our heart yearns for. And we also depend on a God that loves us, a God that guides us, a God that saves us, like the Holy Spirit. We like to feel special, like we're a special people to God, which we are, like the Jews have long thought and continue to be. What others seek, Christians have in Trinitarian love, an endless, total love within and from God. As Pope Francis said in his Pentecost homily last week, thanks to the grace of the Holy Spirit, which is the love that unites the Father and the Son, and who proceeds from them, all of us can live the same life as Jesus, adding that the Holy Spirit teaches us the only essential thing, to love as God loves. Our love joins and flows from Trinitarian love. We know, most of us know spousal love, to become one flesh, to have children proceed from that love between a husband and a wife. We all know family love, or sometimes the lack of it. And that love defines us. In many ways, it defines us in terms of relation. And we all seek, and we have the love of neighbor through the church that links to the body of Christ, that love from and for God. But when we think of all the loves we've experienced, which are all wonderful and all flow from Trinitarian love, we have to remember that God is not the mirror of his creation. You know, creation is merely a shadow of God. Our love today, it mirrors God's Trinitarian love. God and Trinitarian love are our final destination. It's what we're building towards. It's what we're working towards. It's what we yearn for. Probably the greatest theological scholar in the Christian churches is St. Augustine. And he worked for 30 years on a wonderful work called De Trinitate. And so as he was concluding his work, he went to the beach. And he saw a child there, I'm guessing about in the fifth grade. And this child had dug a hole in the beach, and he was running back and forth from the ocean with a shell, with water, and putting it into the hole. And just like we were quizzed by the bishop, the good bishop asked him, "What are you doing?" And the child answered, "I'm taking the ocean from where it is, and I'm putting it all in this hole." And the bishop answered, "That's crazy." And what the child said to him was, "I have a better chance of filling the ocean in this hole than you have of understanding the Trinity." It's a true answer. But I think that we're much greater for pondering the mystery of the Trinity. God bless all of you.